Malcolm Turnbull is set to fast-track changes to race hate laws after the sudden death of cartoonist Bill Leak, who was investigated for a possible breach of 18C. The Federal Coalition Party Room is expected to decide as early as next week on how Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act could be altered, with Nationals MP George Christensen favouring the removal of the terms offend, insult and humiliate. An unlikely advocate for reform to the Racial Discrimination Act has emerged. Artist Bindi Cole, who won an 18C case against Andrew Bolt in 2011. Bindi believes the words in offend and insult should be removed from 18C. Emma Lancaster has this story.
18C is the part of our Racial Discrimination Act that makes it unlawful to offend, insult, humiliate or intimidate someone due to their race. The provision has become an icon for those concerned about the erosion of free speech in Australia. But others say that calls to remove 18C is the new front of the culture wars for those who feel that political correctness and progressive thinking has gone too far. Artist Bindi Cole is very familiar with this law after winning a successful 18C case against conservative columnist Andrew Bolt in 2011.
Andrew Bolt held me up as the poster child for the white Aborigine, so somebody that didn't look Aboriginal but identified as such so that they could gain political and career clout.
Andrew Bolt was sued in the federal court by 9 high-profile Aboriginal people he'd taken aim at in his columns, including former ATSIC chairman Jeff Clark, academic Professor Larissa Berendt, activist Pat Eatock, author Anita Heiss, Queensland MP Leanne Enoch, native title expert Graeme Atkinson, academic Wayne Atkinson, lawyer Mark McMillan and artist Bindi Cole. The 2 articles written by Bolt for his employer, the Herald and Weekly Times, implied light-skinned people who identified as Aboriginal did so for personal gain. Cole explains how she was impacted by Andrew Bolt's articles.
I think I felt harassed and vilified and humiliated and intimidated, and those things looked like me not wanting to leave the house, me at times just feeling overwhelmingly emotional for long periods of times. It looked like business opportunities, artistic opportunities falling away. It looked like people, friends leaving my world too. So I really lost professional standing and personal standing through those articles.
A joint parliamentary inquiry into 18C was established in 2016 and reported at the end of February this year. However, the committee stopped short of making any clear recommendations on changing 18C after they failed to reach consensus, instead putting forward a list of options ranging from leaving the section unchanged to replacing the words offend, insult, and humiliate with the word harass. There has been a push from within the coalition and members of the crossbench to remove the words offend and insult from 18C, with a private bill currently before the Senate. Surprisingly, Bindi Cole is supportive of this reform.
I am all for a reform of the law and a review of the processes of the Human Rights Commission. I, as somebody who really stands by freedom of speech, would not have no issue with the words offend and insult being removed. I still think that the law would be used properly and would be available to people who really genuinely need it. The law was never established for people who have minor hurts, hurt feelings. It was always about actions that have severe consequences to a broad community. And so I think removing those words or changing them to other words does not bother me in the slightest. What bothers me is when both sides of politics use this law for their own political agenda.
For Bindi Cole, the notion of free speech is paramount.
As an artist, I really value the notion of freedom of speech. I hold it dearly because I want to be able to talk and speak into things that are taboo, things that are controversial. I'm particularly interested as an artist of where tensions lie and bringing those out. And I think that's what a lot of artists and creatives and writers do. We are able to identify the tensions and bring them to the surface.
After going through a successful 18C claim, Bindi holds an unexpected position on the current 18C debate. She feels that the bar needs to be raised when it comes to the law.
I think remove the words offend and insult. I think the law needs to raise the bar slightly so that recent cases that we've seen that have been thrown out of court don't even get that far. I think you could easily replace the words with harass or vilify. Those things would absolutely work. And to keep 18D in place, which is a protection of freedom of speech, where you can say controversial things as long as they are in good faith. And so I have no issues whatsoever with the reformation of the law.
However, the court has consistently held that the bar is not a low one. To fall within 18C, the speech must have profound and serious effects, not to be likened to mere slights. In fact, in the 18C case Etok and Bolt, that Bindi Cole was party to, the federal court explained,
"The definitions of insult and humiliate are closely connected to a loss of lowering of dignity. The word intimidate is apt to describe the silencing consequences of the dignity-denying impact of racial prejudice as well as the use of threats of violence. The word offend is potentially wider, but given the context, offend should be interpreted comfortably with the words chosen as its partners."
The potential watering down of Australia's race hate laws continues to be a contentious issue. Daniel Browning, who was named in the Andrew Bolt articles but who did not pursue formal action under 18C, believes that the law should not be changed.
18C for me in the Racial Discrimination Act is actually about, in many ways, it's this kind of omnibus. It's like a watershed for people who have been racially vilified. For anyone who is not from, who's not white, who's not used to the protection of the law. You know, if you're from a minority group, you're used to being shafted by the law. We're not used to winning. But the Racial Discrimination Act, I think, should be preserved. It was written in a golden age where, you know, multiculturalism was just the way we thought, was a national ethos.
That story by Emma Lancaster.